Now we come to a new section. In chapter 8 here, we have the glory of the Lord appearing again, and the complete captivity of Jerusalem and Israel now becoming a historical fact. He's predicting it here, but now it'll become a historical fact. And then we'll see the departure of the glory from the temple, and I want to speak about that when we get to it, because that is a very important part. And we open with that in chapter 8. Here is another now, another vision of the glory. Now, the vision transports Ezekiel to Jerusalem. God's glory appears in the temple at Jerusalem. Now, the question arises, was Ezekiel actually transported to Jerusalem? Now, may I give you my viewpoint, because this is an area in which I don't think any of us can be dogmatic. I have read several explanations, and no two, by the way, agree. One is that this is just a vision, and he just saw it there by the river Kibar. I do not accept that. And then there are those that say that he literally went over there and walked around and saw all of this, and I don't accept that. I believe that it's very similar to the experience that Paul had. You remember that he said he was caught up to the third heaven. I think that was the time that he was stoned yonder in Lystra in the Galatian country, left for dead because he was dead. God raised him from the dead. Now, in that period, he was caught up to the third heaven. And I believe that this is the experience. And John, in the fourth chapter of Revelation, he is caught up into heaven. A door's open and a voice says, come up hither. John went up. He was caught up there. I think John is a picture of the rapture of the church. Because after you leave the third chapter of Revelation, in chapter 2 and 3, it's just been church, church, church. And then all of a sudden, no longer is the church mentioned. You see some elders in heaven. Later on, you meet a bride. And that bride of Christ happens to be the church, you see, because it's no longer church when it's caught up to heaven. Why? Because church just means called out body. And when they get to heaven, they're out. They have been raptured. And therefore, they're no longer a church at all. Now, what I believe here is that this man actually was caught up as these other two men were. But I do not think that Jerusalem and Israel was aware that he was there. I think that God caught him up. And you can take it from there, because my feeling is that this is supernatural. I don't think we're dealing with the natural. I don't propose to use a natural explanation for that which is supernatural.